In Nunvav Amud Beis, we left off with a brisa. Tani, Ochal Truma Tamei, Mashalim Chulam Taharit. Someone ate Truma B'Shegig that was Tamei, he was supposed to pay Tahar instead. Now, that's Lachachila of him, Shalim Chulam Tamei, Yotzah, you're Yotzah with the Yavid if you did it that way. And Reb Nosson says, Sumcha Saimer, he quotes Sumchas as saying, no, it's only Shogig Mashas also, but if it's Mezid, Loyasva Leklom, right? So we have a Tanakama, which is the Stam Tana, saying that if you did it b'mezid, you're Yotzah. And we have the Yochid saying that if you did it b'mezid, you're not Yotzah. That's the main thing. I was going to compare this to another Machlokas by Ein Tomer Minat Tomei Alatar. We're now on Zayin Amud Aleph. Tamantanin on Ein Tomer Minat Tomei Alatar. There, where's there, Aleph? In Parak Aleph. Halacha Beis. Okay, in this Masechta, in Shumas, you can't be retiring from Tomei Al Hatar. And if you look at the Gra, in our Gaon Sagra, he says, "Imtaram Shaygeg Trumase Truma Mezid Lo Yasav Lo Klum." Right? That it says of the Tana come over there holds. If you did it by Mezid, it's nothing. So the Stam Tana over there says, if you did it by Mezid, it's Lo Yasav Lo Klum.
Isn't that talking about where you're being mafresh lechatchila? What we just were talking about was where you have to make up for something that you did wrong, right?
These are not being compared. We're going to just hold your horses just 1 second.
No
problem. They're not. That you're absolutely right. They are not the same case at all. Tony b'shem Reb Yosi im tarim in hatam al tarim ben b'shag ben meisin masha also asi. So then there's a brisa that quotes Reb Yosi, the Yochid, saying that either way you're Yotzei, even if you did a Mezid. So the Gemara is going to make a simple observation. It's not really, it's not a lumdish thing. It's just a Yochid.
It's a mechanism.
It's a, yeah, I guess. Asha di Yechidah d'hocha k'stamah d'taman, Yechidah d'taman k'stamah d'hocha. The Yochid of over here, so over here, let's see, how does he translate here? Over here? What's here? Sumchas. So Sumchas, who says that if you do it b'mezid, right? If you pay with tamei produce b'mezid, it's loss of loklum. That's going to be like the stam tanakam over here, where you're being mafresh b'nat tamei latar, right? And the Yochid of over there, meaning Reb Yosi, who said that b'shmezid mashasa asui, he'll come out like the Tana over here, who says that payment with tummy produce is yotzei b'di'avad. That's all it's doing. It's showing how the Yochid, the Yechidim, are splitting themselves up and aligning themselves with Tana commas in two different places. It's beyond this. I don't know what else is trying to tell me over here. Okay. I'm not going into it. So we're going to go on to the more lomdisha things over here. So we said that if you pay a chulin, if you ate b'shogeg, that it becomes truma. So the Gemara now is going to discuss how far is it like? Is it like a truma completely like truma, or is it only partially like truma? We're going to see now. Hei chavida. How is this observed in practice? Okay, now, four, it says, is the payment produce regarded as truma in every respect, or is there some way in which it's not like truma? Reb Zeir B'Shem Reb Hanina says, Tashlumi truma harein ke truma l'chol davar, it's legavi everything, except yiduleihin chulin, except the fact that if it grows, if you plant it in the ground, so if I pay, let's work through the whole case, I ate truma b'shogeg. I went and paid back the Kohen, the Keren V'Chaimesh from Chulin, and it became Truma. And now the Kohen goes ahead and he plants it. Normally, what's the din of Gidulei Truma? Parak Tes, Mishnah something, I forget. It says that if you plant Truma, that it is Truma. But if you plant this Tashlumin, it's Chulin. So there's a difference. There lies the difference.
Is there a svara why that halacha is different?
Because that halacha to begin with is a drabbanon. Midaraisa gedulei truma should be chulin also. But the reason why the rabbis said that it has to be truma is because they're afraid that if you're going to own truma tamea, you're going to instead of giving it to the kohen to burn on takastav shila, which is almost worthless, I'll put it in my barn in the seed area. And next summer, when it comes to spring, whenever I plant, I don't know when I plant my wheat, I forgot from last year. So next time I go and I plant my wheat, I'll take my truma tamea seeds, plant them, and gedulei truma, or I'll pull in. I'll be matired, I'll make a windfall. I won't lose anything. It'll be mutter for me to eat it. In the interim, now why were the rabbis worried about you doing that? Because in the interim, somebody will be nechshel and I'll end up eating it because it's in the rishus of Yisrael, who's obviously not that upkehit in knowing how to treat truma, since that's not his normal food source. So the Chachamim said gedulei truma or truma. That's a din d'rabbanan. And of course, most of the lo shchicha lo gazru rabbanan. Here we're talking about a person who ate b'shogeg, he's paying it back. Hebrew says it. Yes. Okay, good. Feel free to insert anytime. Okay. So let's read it inside. Rav Zeir b'shem Rav Chanina. Tashlumei truma harein ketrum l'chol davar el shekidu lehim chulin. Gedulei truma harein ketrum l'chol davar. Really, the fact is that when it comes to gedulei truma, even if you plant truma mamish, where it says that it's gedulei truma is truma in the Mishnah, it says that here. But when it says over here harein ketrum l'chol davar el shasrom lazarim, it means that Mishnah where it says it's truma means it's osur for achilo. But what are the other things? What are the other things besides being also to zar? So there's two halachas. One is eating a b'shogeg, that you have to make care of a chaymash. And the second thing is a din of tumah, that there's a din shlishi by truma, so that we don't apply any of those halachas to gedulei truma. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yosi, v'anan tinyon tartehon. We can be medayik these things from the Mishnayos. What does it say? Tashlumei truma harein ketrum l'chol davar. The first thing that when you pay truma, that it's like truma t'ninon, it says in the Mishnah, in Rishon truma l'chol mo v'sukonim, v'einasin truma, period. So there it says clearly that what you pay becomes truma. So that's number one, that's the Farish in the Mishnah. The second statement, ela shekidulein chulin, that if you plant it, it becomes chulin, that's also a Mishnah, this ninon. Gedulei truma truma, that Mishnah that we just mentioned in Perek Tes. So it says if you plant truma, it's truma. Gedulei shlumein. But if it wouldn't be truma mamash, it would be tashlumein truma. Then chulin. That's a dig from that. And the second statement, gedulei truma harein kechulim chol davar. This ninon, that if you plant truma mamash, it says over, because it says over there in the Mishnah, in it says over here that's Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. Previous Mishnah was Mishnah Beis. Then in Mishnah Aleph, what does it say? Chayev es b'leket shechu b'peya. That what? And if I take truma and I plant it, and it grows other peiros, again, this since the whole din is only drabban to begin with, it's right, so it's chulin. So mela the din is right, so we have to leave it in place. B'leket shechu b'peya or din is right, so. Period. So you see clearly that it is only gedulei truma, only truma b'negeya, the fact that it's osur for zar to eat it, but for all other halachas it retains its din d'oraisa of it being chulin. Ela shasrum lazarim. Now the final statement, that you can't eat it, the sninon, that's in the following Mishnah, that's in the same Mishnah, Ani Yisrael Marchin, Eshol Ahen, L'Kohanim, B'dmei Truma. Now the Aniim who are collecting L'Kshachom Peya, they are not allowed to eat that. They collected it, but now they go ahead and they sell it to their fellow Kohanim, who are also, they're not also necessarily Aniim, they sell it to other Kohanim. V'Hadom Shalom, they get to keep the money. Okay, so all he's doing is pointing out the sources for all these halachas that we just said are actually found in the Mishnayos if you read them carefully. Tani Tashlumei Truma. Now here you have to be careful how to read this. Okay, so Tashlumei Truma let's suppose I ate truma b'shogeg, and then I set aside chulin in my house. I haven't given it to the kohen yet. It's tashlume truma. It's payment for truma that I ate b'shogeg that I have in my house. It hasn't reached the kohen's hands yet. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. We're going to see it's a machlokes tanoim exactly when it gets kedushas truma, and whether it gets full. Well, like we've seen already, tashlumin is not completely truma, but even that level of truma, when does that happen? So what does it say? Tashlume truma, if I designated food to be used as tashlumin, ein meshalim mehen karem v'chaimesh, if I ate those. Which you could imagine that's possible very easily, that I forgot that this was set aside to be used as tashlumin, and I ate it b'shogeg again. Klutz head. You ate it one first time, now you eat the tashlumin that you set aside to pay for it. So now you again, shana b'chait, right? Shana b'chait. So you don't pay a kerem v'chaimesh. One second. I said. What I just said is the second statement. That means if I eat them. But the first statement, mehen, it means if I ate other truma, I can't use that food which I've designated to pay my original achila, can't use that to pay for the second achila.
Well, why would you think that?
I mean, it's very hard. It's a very shvera havamina, but the pshat is, obviously, this is going according to the shita, because when you pay, you we've said many times already, you have to pay from chulin.
This is
already has halacha like truma. So it's reinforcing that fact that it has a halacha like truma, even though it hasn't reached the hands of the kohen yet. Even minogea, this halacha that you're not allowed to use it to pay.
It's not related to the fact that you designated it to a particular kohen.
Nothing to do with that. You know what? You bring up a good point. I mean, if you ate from a particular coin, you're going to have to pay that coin, that amount. But that's not, I don't think that's the point here. Now, there's a footnote here, which we have to see in a second. But the next statement is important to see, but again, the footnote. Ein chayovim b'chala. So, just like truma, right? If you have truma and you make it into a dough, do you have to give challah from that truma dough?
No,
you do not. This also, apparently, right? This tashlumin that you have in your house, that we're giving it a mitzas halacha like truma, right? It's not 100% like truma. It's like truma. We got to figure this out. We're drawing lines here. Where each halacha is different. When it comes to the achila b'shogeg, you're not chayav kerem v'chaimesh. So b'negeya that it's not truma. Can you use it to pay off a debt?
No.
So b'negeya that it is truma. Is it chayav akala? No. It is truma. So it is truma. It's not truma. It is truma. It's not truma. It's schizophrenic truma, right? Is that right? Is that the word? Is that right? Yeah. So it's psychedelic truma. Anyway. That's not the right one. Okay. And then, and finally, Ein hayadayim utfuyom poslam b'hem, that if you have the usual people who are tamei that create a psul, right, that these halachas have a halacha like sheni, and they normally create shlishi by truma, but they do not pasal this tashlume truma. So here we go. So we have another halacha where it's not like truma. Kederach she'ein poslos b'chulin. The same way they don't, in other words, your unwashed hand, right? A stam yad, which has not been washed. Or the tvul yom, right? Just like they don't pasal chulin, if they touch a chulin.
But it does pasal truma.
Right, but it does pasal truma, but the same, it has halacha like chulin minigah this halacha. Right. Now, and then finally, you know what? We're going to come back to the footnote because I want to see Amud Beis first. So now we're on the Zayin Amud Beis. For Oph, Rab Shimon, Rab Yossi, Maidava. Now, the Pnei Moshe brings down the best explanation of what this is referring to. Look at the Pnei Moshe inside. Rab Shimon, Rab Yossi, the Masechta Tful Yom, Perek Yom, Mishnah Dalet. So you find Rab Shimon, Rab Yossi in Tful Yom, where it says in the Mishnah over there, for Esau, Shenidma'a, Oshinis, Chamsa, Besa'or, Shal Truma. So I have dough, which I put some sourdough from Truma, and it made it rise, right? So, even though it's also Bachila, but in and of Selas B'Tfuyon, if the Tanakama holds, it doesn't matter that it became the Skamsa, it still doesn't have a loch like Truma, that if I touched it as a Tfuyon, that it would passel it. But Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Paisan, they hold no, that it's also Bachila like Truma, and not only is it also Bachila like Truma, it has full dinim, even on the Gaya Tumma. So the Gemara here is saying, right? Well, let's read the Pnei Moshe completely. The Tanakama Srele, the Afagada Srele, the Zarmi, Kamakamli, and Psul Tumma, Holkanachari Krais of Vahulunhi. Even though it's also Bachila, but the Gobasa, as far as Tumma is concerned, Basa the Iker, which is what? It was made out of dough, which was Chulin, right? It was this Kansai de Sarshal Truma. But the ikar part of it was kulin. So the Tanakhama says that we look at the ikar and it's not possible with tuma. That's one follows the halach, one follows the other. If you're going to say it's also bachila because we treat it like truma, then treat it like truma all the way, even with geya tuma. So b'hinam d'kamar hacha. That's what the Gemara here is saying. The Af Reb Shimon Reb Yossi Moedim Bo, that even Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi, isn't this funny? The way the Yerushalmi does something here with, doesn't tell you where they're coming from, like Reb Yossi Reb Shimon Mandocha Shmei. Nobody said this. Like you should know, even Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon, they also are Moedim to this halacha. What Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi? The Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi by Tful Yom, you know that one. Everybody knows that they are the ones that passel by Tvoyom, they follow the Isra Achila, but here when it comes to Tashlume Truma, even though it is Asr Ba'achila to Zarim, Afilo Hochi, even they will be Maida that it does not follow Tuma. What's that?
It's a different Rav Yossi, it's not the one that's mentioned here.
No, 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 no. This they're explaining this is Reb Shimon Reb Yossi of Tful Yom. Nothing to do here. Same person. Yeah. So what? That doesn't help me. Doesn't help me at all.
It's gotta be consistent.
No reason. The Tumah does not follow its status of Achila.
As far as this halacha is concerned, it does by the Issa Shenes Chamsa, according to them. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's go on. All right. So it says, if the Kohen wants to be Michael, he cannot be Michael. Now we're going to see a very interesting rule over here.
What do you mean?
That means that if I eat your tumah, your truma b'shogeg, you can't tell me you're not shalemi.
It's okay.
It was an accident. It's okay. You don't have to pay me. No.
We're talking about the payment or we're talking about the fifth?
Talking about the whole payment.
Both. Not the fifth.
The whole thing.
Including the...
Everything.
Okay.
You cannot be Michael. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So now the Yerushalmi is going to explain this. Bishalo Hifrish. Read the English now. The Mishnah refers to a case where the non-Kohen had not yet separated the produce for his payment, right? I just ate it. I ate it. I have an obligation, but I haven't worked on my obligation yet. You're right up front to your Kohenim's Rizimheim. Right away, you're being Meichel. You know, you don't even wait for me to think about it. I'm going to do Tshuva. You know, let me do Tshuva before you go be Meichel. That's the Gemara's basic saying. The non-Kohen has not yet separated the produce for the payment. At that stage, he's unable to free him from designating produce to the place in whom he ate. But once I had separated it for payment, then he can be Michael. Very interesting. What does that say?
Go through the steps.
What does that say to you? What does that tell you about this halacha? What did I say when we learned the Mishnah? What?
Kapara.
We said it was for kapara. Yeah. What does that tell you about the kapara? The kapara. What are the mechanics of the kapara?
The intent. You have the intent.
Did I have intent?
To give it, I separated it.
What did I do?
I separated it to give you.
I separated it. What does separating accomplish?
That I acknowledge that I owe you this. I did something wrong.
What does it accomplish from my perspective as a Yisrael? I ate a b'sholgeg. I separated my kolin. What did I accomplish?
I accept the punishment. I have to pay the chaimish.
You could accept the punishment without separating it.
You did something.
It was a poil because you put it aside. You know, yeah. you took a box of cereal out of your shelf and put it on your kitchen table.
Yeah.
Big deal. Grace is off.
That's how Erev is established. That's
all right.
I mean, come on.
I want to hear something better than that. Zog besser.
Dove. Pull it out of the Hebrew.
Come on. What does it tell you? It tells you that the pigia, my pigia, was I took kodesh and I was machalal it by eating it because I'm a czar.
Okay.
What's the tikkun? To take kohen and be mekadesh it. That's the din. That is the oivtu of the tshuva.
By separating it, you're making it kodesh.
It becomes tshuva. We just said it becomes also a czar when it's Mershut Yisrael. That's what it's telling me. So when can he not be moichel kozman? I wasn't mafresh it. But once I was mafreshit, it has a halacha of truma. Now you could be Michael, because now I was misakin my avera. That's
for the chagin. He can't eat it. He can sell it.
Oh, you can sell it to a different court,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But the point is, the tikkun of the avera is to take chulin and make it kodesh.
But that's not a chiddush that the court could be mochel at that point.
Sure, it's a chiddush.
Why is that?
Because it's not completely truma yet.
Totally true.
It's not totally. We've said so many different halachas.
Right, but it's also Lazar.
Also Lazar.
That's it. So he doesn't have anything to do with
okay.
Israel.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. I wouldn't have known this if the Yerushalmi hadn't told me this. Okay, fine.
That means the chiddush is that he could sell it to
You know when I started suspecting this Dvar Torah that I'm telling you? Is when I saw that it says that if I ate Truma Tameyo B'Shogeg, that b'di'evet, if I was mafresh truma chulin tamein, that was masha osoi, that was going to work for me b'di'evet. On a Torah level. Look how chilo you're supposed to give chulin to tyrant. But b'di'evet, masha osoi, we paskin. We don't paskin like the other sheet. There's lots of them. So, what's up, Sean? What kind of truva is that? I what did I do? I ate some truma, and I'm giving back wood? How is that? The pshat is I'm undoing what I did. I was machal of the truma, the kedushas truma. Even though it was truma to me, it still has kedushas truma. The kohen can't do anything with it except masik tachas tavshiloi, and I ate it. That's a chilul truma. So the way to be masakin my avera is to take chulin and give a kedushas truma. That's when I started thinking of this mahalach, but this solidified the mahalach. This din that the coin can be a meichel, this reinforces the mahalach. If you find something that puts a hole in it, doesn't tell you, please tell me. Okay. Now, hifresh the achakach ochal. Now, here's where things start to get a little sticky. I separated the truma for payment, and then I ate it. I guess I ate it again, b'shogeg, right? So then, plug to the Rebbe, the Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. Then we have a Machlokes Rebbe and a Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. What is the Tanya the Brisa says? B'nosan lakoin es hakodesh, matonosoi mekadshosoi. Right? L'chayv all of us chaimish. That the gift of giving it to the Kohen is what gives it the Kedusha that if I eat it again, that'll be chayv another chaimish. Kozman, I haven't given it to the Kohen. It'll be us Lazarim. Prishasim mikachasim iloichal betruma. That when I mafresh it in my house, it becomes usher for a zar to eat it. It gives it a kadushas truma, but not benageah that if I ate it, then I have to pay a chumash. Right? Divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe Shita. Okay, so Rebbe, I'll use the word bifurcates. It's a fancy word for a Scranton guy, right? Rebbe bifurcates the Mesinas Hatshuma. As calls mana, it's in my Rishus. It is Kedushas Truma B'negeah that it's also for the Zara to eat it. But if he ate it B'shogeg again, he's not Chayiv Chomesh. Matanosoy Mekachosoy. When he gives it to the Kohen, then if after the Kohen gets it, I eat it B'shogeg, that's the Mishnah. It says Chayiv Chomesh B'chomesh Chomsho. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says B'feirish. Remember that, right? That if you ate the Chomesh, you have to pay a Chomesh on the Chomesh. So there is a point in time where my payment does become full truma, that's when it gets to the Kohen's hands, right? That's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Lozer Rebbe Shimon says, no, afroshosoi mikachosoi l'chayel v'kem v'chemesh. They disagree. They hold that even the hafrosha in my house makes it full. Those halachas that we saw on Oman Aleph, that if you eat it, you're not chayev, that was going according to Shita of Rebbe, right? Right? It said that if you ate it in your house, you're not chayev chomesh. So the Mefarshim say, Mar Folda says over there, that's what that footnote I was referring to earlier says, that that's going according to the Shita of Rebbe. Right? Now, Rash Cirilo has a hard time with that. Why? Because he says, read the next line in the Gemara. The Gemara said right after that, that what? When it came to Challah, You're potter from challah. What's going on over here? You're telling me you're going like Rebbe, but Rebbe doesn't give it full kedushas truma. So if he doesn't give it full kedushas truma, why should you be potter from challah? If you're not chayiv chomesh, you shouldn't be potter from challah either. That's the problem. Anyway, so he changes the gear, son. He says you're chayiv chomesh. Anyway, let's go on. Again, Rav Lozer, Rav Shimon say, besides obligating that he's not able to eat it. So this case of Hifesh, Rachkach Ochal, so that's a Machlokes Rebbe and them. Finally, Machal Rachkach Ochal. Here we have the final statement. Let's suppose he says we're talking about where the non-Kohen stole the Truma. He's a ganf. He adds this in the case. The Gemara now discusses the case of a non-Kohen who ate Truma that he stole from the Kohen. The Kohen had forgiven. In other words, the Mechila came from the Kohen. The Kohen knew he stole from him. The Kohen was mochel him before he ate it. This is the key point here. The Kohen was mochel the gazneva before the ganef ends up eating it. So what does it say? Mochel v'acha kachochel. The Kohen was mochel him. So this is a very interesting case. So as far as the din mamon from the person I stole it from is concerned, there's no key of mamon. It's heftier in a sense. So the Gemara says it's going to be a pluk to the Rav Yechon Rav Shimon Lakish. Why? There's another machlokas in another contest of Rav Lakish and Rav Yechon. Let's suppose I'm a grandson, my maternal grandfather is a Kohen. But I'm not a Kohen. Like my mother married the Yisrael, and I'm a regular Yisrael, and my grandfather is a Kohen. Simple case, right? And my grandfather has Truma, and I steal it from him. Zadie has some nice stuff that I want, and I steal it. So what happens? And then
Zadie dies.
And the thief is the closest Yoresh. I suppose his father is dead as well, right? So, and then the thief ate the Truma. Okay?
Does he pay himself back?
So Rabbi Yechonon Amar Mashalim LaShevet. He says he has to pay the Shevet. Because what's the pshat in this? So in 13 he explains it. The
you have to elevate him back from Chulin to Truma, in essence. You got to give it back.
You're right. Basically, the only way for him to do Truva, in a sense, is he has to give it back to the Shevet from which he stole it. right? Even though he physically owns it, that's not adequate to be mashlim,
to undo
the act of the achila truma. That's Rabbi Yochanan's shita. Rabbi Shlomo says no, mashlim la'atzmo, pay to himself, because l'maisa he has no chiyuv mumen, so therefore he can pay himself. So therefore, this case of mochal v'achakach ochal is going to be told in this machlokes, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, he still has to give it to the shevet. According to Rabbi Shlomo, she could keep it. I can't.